Thank you very much, Purisham Prabhu, for being thank you very much for being a spokesperson of Srila Narottam Das Thakur, through whom such a benign and sacred mood has appeared within us. It's very nice as I listened to you and heard you sharing from the sixth canto this story from Vritasura, or from Chitraketu Maharaj. I was really touched very much, because at this moment I'm working on this very hard. We are on parallel lines. I'm in Germany writing feverishly the essential points of this Vritasura. It's a very interesting Vritasura. Appears to be like a demon, but really he is a great devotee. And although at the end he confronts Indra on the battlefield and is slain by Indra, Indra knew that he may have won a battle, but Vritasura won the war. He was victorious over Vritasura, but Vritasura went back home, back to Godhead. This is such a story in reverse of Mr. Jekyll and Dr. Hyde, that it's just it's the ultimate transformative story to the good. Mm. So I'm very, very... you know, aren't we all in the similar situation as Vritasura? We have a body and a mind born in the Western civilization. We have a past before we came to Krishna consciousness, which is what it is, a material past of material activities. But now we all of a sudden find ourselves in this situation of being here in the most sacred of all lands. Tomorrow you will wake up at the side of Giriraj and you will think, is it really true? Am I really here? And we have this opportunity, although our past, our birth is maybe not so fortunate, and although our material circumstances are not always so favorable for full absorption to the holy name, we have the amazing opportunity to now turn to Krishna. And we know that Krishna is very, very, reciprocates. He reciprocates. This is one very important aspect. Vritasura turned totally to Krishna, and although he was in the body of a demon, Krishna reciprocated and took him back home, back to Godhead. You know, when there are many deities here in the Govardhan area, where the deity has this posture of the hand, have you noted this ever? He has his hand like this. Do you know what this means? This means come. I think we in the West, we go like, come, a little gross and a little exaggerated. But Krishna has his hand like this and moves his fingers like this. Come, come, come. Please come. Don't stay away. Come to my lotus feet. Many deities here in the area, you will find with this gesture. In fact, just there, just down maybe... one round of Japa walk, then you turn to the right. This is a temple which looks a little like a fortress. It stands at the side of the Rasa Lila. Now there is such a deity. Come, 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 come to my lotus feet. I think Giriraj will reciprocate like this to all of us who turn to him. He will say, come, 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 just come a little bit closer. Come a little bit closer. So I wish you all the best, that, and please take courage. No matter what are the circumstances, Vritasura was a demon, but he had the right motivation to turn to Krishna. Krishna accepted him. So you are not a demon. You are great souls. You are to be worshipped by the demigods, to be here. Please know, when you turn to Krishna, Krishna will immediately say, yes, 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 I was just waiting for you. Come, 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 come. Keep this motto very high in your life, and turn to Krishna. We will now go downstairs to our second and maybe most frequented venue during this Holy Name retreat. It is in the Gopinath Garden.